Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, my name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
What are the questions?
Basically, these are like political questions.
Go ahead.
All right, so I'm from a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. So the first question of this one, ma'am, is do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station,
No.
a newspaper, advertising agency?
No.
No? All right, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State legislators on Tuesday, November the 5th? First one is, I'm definitely going to vote. Second one, I'm very likely to
One.
vote.
One.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat,
I
no
think
party?
you already know that, Democrat.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And let me ask you, are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No, thank you. And what is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian?
African American.
Oh, okay, thank you, thank you. And may I ask, what is your age?
81.
81, thank you. And let me see. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidates and the Republican candidate? Number one, definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Number
Number
two,
one.
all right, thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate as well. So the first one is Scott Boyd. Is this person very favorable, somewhat
I'm
unfavorable?
gonna say I forgot your options, but I have no opinion on any of them as of now.
Oh, okay. You have no opinion of this person. Thank you.
No.
And then next one will be Kamala Harris. Is this person very favorable, somewhat
Very
favorable?
favorable.
All right, thank you. Next one is Carolina Amnesty. Is this person very
No
favorable, some
opinion.
opinion? Thank you. Next one is Aaron Hunley.
No opinion.
No opinion. Next one is Leonard Spencer.
No
Is this
opinion.
okay? Thank you. Next one, next question. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democratic candidate, Donald Trump.
Kamala Harris.
All right, thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting
Definitely
for?
voting.
Okay, thank you, thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Number one.
Leonard Spencer. Thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting for or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. So this is a statement. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges for a forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty,
Who was?
Carolina Amnesty, the
Oh.
Republican candidate. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied all wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponent and expect to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the
Number
Republican?
one.
Okay, thank you. Will you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Due to State Representative Amnesty arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who will run in the November election. So the first question, I do apologize. This is, they will ask you about two candidates, also comparing with the Democratic. If the election for state house were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Ernie Huntley, the Republican
candidate? Number one.
Thank you. And we say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Thank you. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd?
Leonard Spencer, the Democrat.
And would you say you are definitely voting for or probably voting for Leonard Spencer?
Definitely.
Thank you, thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish the clarification purposes only. So these are the last questions. This is our just demographic questions. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, Republican candidate, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden? All right. Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote for Democrat? Number two, usually vote. Oh, okay. Always vote Democrat. Thank you. And next question is, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
What was the first one?
Do you consider yourself liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
12th grade.
All right. Let me see. All right, so this will conclude our survey. I would like to thank you for helping us out with the survey and taking your time to answer these questions. Thank you once again. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, man.
You too.
Take care.